our friend, who gets to stop by not near enough, and I told Harry that the other day. Harry Covert, thank you for joining us today, Harry. Thank you.
I'll tell you, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you back, buddy. I haven't talked to you since the elections, and I noticed that...
I heard you pray the other day. You did pretty well.
Oh, yeah, you were at Sheriff Swearing In. Yeah,
you did really well.
Well, we got through it anyhow, didn't we? Yeah. I was praying we'd have enough food, and there was plenty of food. You noticed that?
That was terrific.
We did well, didn't we?
Oh, my.
Harry, you two, you are a prolific writer. You write all the time for The Tentacle, for the FNP, right. And... Yeah. I read most of your stuff. Most of it I agree with. Stuff, isn't that terrible? You spend all that time, and I call it stuff. But you and I sort of think alike on a lot of things. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is, and it was perfect for your column today in FNP, the civility and or compromise, the art thereof, is gone.
Absolutely. It disappeared.
Don't you agree, Harry, that it is us against them? It's almost, and I think it's gone beyond the fact that it's civil. People are telling me, oh, we couldn't have Thanksgiving dinner because Uncle Earl came in and he's anti-Trump. And that people have really lost their emotions and their minds in this.
People, I do not understand how we have fallen to such depths.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to get along.
Apparently not.
And in my lifetime, I've covered a lot of politics and a lot of people. But I don't think I've ever seen the hatefulness out there. And it bothers me.
That's the word, too. It's not disagreement. And, you know, we always try to tell people, you know, like on this show, we encourage people with different opinions to call. And, you know, you can disagree without being disagreeable, yada, yada, yada. Oh. But it has come down to hateful. I mean, there are people that will cross the street rather than home, especially if I wear my Make America Hat Great or something like that. You'll be surprised how sometimes I get fastest service in history. Sometimes I don't get waited on. So,
well, I feel sorry for those people.
I do, too.
Because I think they're really ruining the greatest nation in the world.
They're doing their very best. And I think this started, though. I didn't think
that. No humor. They don't know anything but laughing.
Oh, my gosh, no. They say the sign of weakness is if you could laugh at yourself or some situation. And I think you hit it right on the head. I think the president's playing like a fiddle. I think he is doing it, and they're too set in their ways. They're too angry.
Exactly. They don't want they're always saying the liar in chief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my Lord, they don't realize he's pulling their leg.
He's playing them, as I say, and they don't get it. Because they've never been confronted with a real person. And what I think is, he's probably the first, other than Harry Truman, he's probably the first in my lifetime who was really like a normal person. I mean,
right.
Although he was a millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire now, but at least he understands.
You don't have to agree with everything he does, for Lord's sake, but he is pulling your leg.
Exactly.
And right behind all that.
Yes.
It comes a big fist.
Yes.
He says, we're going to build a wall.
He's going to build a wall.
He says, now, Mr. Young, what's his name?
Which one?
North Korea?
Young, Young, Young. Yeah. That's what you say.
Knows.
Yeah, nobody can correct you.
Well, let me tell you, that guy got the message in a hurry.
He sure did.
But that's it. It's better than going to war. I keep hearing all these people say, back when he was running, we're going to end up in a war.
Yeah.
No, he told him, if you don't straighten up and fly right, Dad's coming home.
It's strength and power through this. And this is apparently the first time that anybody, and I always call him little Porky Boy, but I've grown to have some respect for him. He is leading a country to hell. But anyhow, what I have seen happen is that he realized, don't mess with this, you know, don't mess with Donald Trump.
Exactly.
You know, and it's about time, because for the last 8 years prior to Trump coming on, whether you like him or not, he took the country, the President Barack Hussein Obama, took the country from a position, we are the most powerful nation in the world. And I guess I'm supposed to apologize for that. I'm not apologetic.
Why?
Exactly.
We're the greatest country in the world. We do more for
everybody
humanity
else.
Than anybody.
Right. And why shouldn't we take credit? Why, you know, I don't run around saying we're that, but I'm not going to deny it. It's not a bad thing. I mean, every time that people say, we're arrogant. Well, we're not arrogant. We're just proud. How about being proud? Is proud arrogant?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Absolutely, Harry, nothing.
I don't see anything wrong with being a nationalist.
No, I don't either. You know why they don't like it, Harry? Because in the 30s, when this all comes up because they want to paint us as well as the president in this terrible light, that was the term for Hitler, you know,
well,
a nationalist.
Of course.
But a national simply means, to me, in my opinion, is that someone who is our nation first. Our nation first. I believe in our nation, and that comes first. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
If we're not strong, how are we going to feed the rest of the world?
Exactly. You know, everybody wants the strong person to help them out, but you can't. What did Lincoln say? You can't strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. Something similar to that. I don't know who said it. I just did, but I don't think I made it up. Harry Covert joins me. Bob Dacey's in for what's his name, and now on the phone, all the way from Lord knows where. Wild Bill, what say you?
From Timbuktu.
Timbuktu or three. What's up, brother?
Hey, do you know anybody down at the Andrews Joint Command Air Force Base?
Yeah, what you got going on down there?
Well, I just wonder if you knew somebody, maybe you could have them bring up an F-14 and do a low fly over Frederick and kick in the afterburners and blow all your leaves away.
Oh, Lord, you have lost it. You have lost it. But I do. Guess what? The president is going to start out tomorrow, and he announces the formation of the U.S. Space Command. How do you like that, Mapples?
Yeah, I'm going out with him.
I don't... Well, you don't have that problem up in Hager's Patch or wherever you're from, but this has gotten to be such a city problem because I think...
You're talking about the leaves?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Space Command.
No, Space Command is fine. I'm joining that. I'm Buck Rogers or whatever. So I think that's well long overdue. We actually have a Space Command, but he's gonna make it official. We already have that, but yeah. Of course the government can't talk about that.
Is his name Buck Rogers?
No, it's not. I'm just brought that name up. Could be somebody else.
Anyway, to be the thing about the leaves. So
yes, sir.
We've had to stop raking them out in the street about 40 years ago.
Where's this? What area?
Hagerstown.
Mm-hmm.
And bag them up. You got to buy them plastic.
Yeah.
Paper bags or boxes or something that's not biodegradable. And they take them up there to landfill and they compost them and then they sell it back to you.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world. What's the fine if you don't do that?
I don't know. I never heard anybody being fined for it, to tell you the
truth. Well, apparently it's $300 down here. So
that's what the lady said.
Yeah, I think the idea is Harry, what we're talking about, I'm sure you're following the leaf controversy in the city of Frederick. I think just leave them on your lawn. I mean, they can't charge you for not raking your leaves when they get to...
I guess not. I mean, if they're not blocking the travel portion of the sidewalk
right.
or the highway.
Right, exactly.
I'm getting too old to be raking leaves.
I'm not going to do it, and I'm too young to do it. So.
Or you could get a little bit of chicken wire and just...
There he goes.
...wire around, pull them in there, maybe somebody come along, flip a cigarette in it, and burn them up, and then you won't have to worry about it.
Well, let the sheriff bring some of his work-release people over.
Yeah, take it.
Well, there you go. You know, but you know...
You got to think outside the box, Harry. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
One of our city parks, and the city crew was there. They had six guys with those huge push blowers.
Yes.
And I heard this tremendous noise. I thought, what in the heck is that? And I finally got the best of me. I had to go see what it was. We're there all with no hearing protection on, no eye protection, walking these things side by side, blowing all these thousands and millions of leaves. I said, oh, my God.
Well, where did they blow them to?
In the park.
They
put a corner, and then I guess they put them on a dump truck.
Isn't that special? Do you know what happens if you don't do anything?
They rot.
Exactly.
But they will kill your grass.
I'm sure.
Too many of them on
there. I'm not worried about it. I don't have to mow.
You can have a mulching mower, I guess.
Sounds good. Well, Bill, thank you for taking care of the afternoon. I'm still so much better if I'll contact Space Andrew.
If you want to talk more about the Space Command, let me know.
Thank you.
We're going to Mars, you know.
We've been there, done that.
Want to be one of them cyborg dudes.
Here we go. Thank you, Wild Bill. Calling from Hagerstown, 301-694-9363. Talking to Harry Covert about civility and or the ability to discuss anything any longer, and that nothing's going to get done as long as we, dig in, and that's not going
to
happen.
Well, it's more fun to create argument rather than try to be peaceable.
I think so. I think what the politicians have figured out, in order to get support, you have to emotionalize issues.
Absolutely.
And if you can emotionalize, that's exactly what they tried to use in the last election against the sheriff. They tied him into the president of pulling babies away from mothers. This is what your sheriff's doing. And the people aren't educated enough to go ahead and, look into this. They'll believe anything.
Well, how about the people that the judge puts in jail? What mm-hmm. happens to the mamas and daddies and boys and the girls in?
Well, in the United States, we give them separate quarters. They live right there with them.
Right in the jail.
But if you're an illegal immigrant, if you're not of U.S. status, then we just rip them, while you're breastfeeding. It happens.
That is just a made-up story. I mean, it may be isolated instances.
The thing is, if you can't put kids in prison with your parents, obviously. But this is the emotional part of the situation. And once again, all you have to do, and politicians know this, and they're very good at it, is emotionalize any issue you want. And that's how you get people to support you, even if you have an idea that is not making any sense whatsoever, in my humble opinion.
I'll tell you what tickles me is when you mention Al Gore over in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do need some weather change over there. But how can he get away with scamming the country, and he's supposed to be a saint?
Well, St. Gore is, I don't know. Well, let's ask Tipper. Oh, that's right. She's not around. Let's go see what Bob has to say. Bob, good afternoon.
Hey, Tim, how you doing? Do you remember when a president, a community agitator, told people that at the Thanksgiving meal, you need to get in the face of your parents and relatives and talk to him about the things that he felt were going to be good for this country?
Who was that? You talking about Brock?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that was because he wanted to cause trouble in the families. That makes sense to me. Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, you all of us older people, we don't know anything, and you know, all right. The people that taught us didn't know anything. Correct. So you know,
I agree with all you. I get all my information. Thank you, Bob. What Bob was saying is that this has been a concerted effort to, but for many years, to divide and conquer. And that's exactly what you're seeing happen in the United States, the tribalization of humanity in the United States. What am I talking about? I use the, very simply, us against them, but who is us and who is them in this respect? They do it by gender. They do it by nationality. They do it by ethnicity. It's a hard word. It's too many syllables. But they do all this, Harry, and that's the intent. If you can divide, you can conquer.
Where's that come from? I think I know where, somewhere.
I have heard it from 1,000 years ago, I believe
right,
it was.
I think so, too.
And the only way to stop something such as this, to bring the United States back together and bring families back together in mindset, is to have that feeling of nationality, of this is an, I'm a nationalist. And that's what it was. Because you may remember, back, all of us do, that are of any age, 9/11.
Day
of 9/11 and the days and weeks after 9/11, obviously, this country was as unified as I've ever seen it in my lifetime. Probably goes back to December 7th before I saw such unity again. Obviously, the Vietnam War did not bring us together, but once attacked on 9/11, we put aside our petty politics. We put aside our petty situations, and we became Americans. And that's something that we need to get back to. We don't need another attack. That's not my point. My point is we've got to get back to that feeling of nationalism, of being, this is what we're here, this is what we can do.
And the love of country.
The love of country.
Law and order.
So that's, well, and do you believe, and we're going to talk about this after our break, but do you believe that our schools have become places not so much of education, but of indoctrination?
That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, can you imagine teachers indoctrinating these children instead of telling them the story? How did Maryland, what's the story of Maryland back in the days? What about the story of Virginia? I mention this a lot of times when I write. When I grew up, we were taught the story of Virginia.
Sure.
And nowadays, they want to say, oh, no, that's not the right way. That's wrong way.
No, because
that was the right story.
And but today it wasn't politically correct, so we have to change it. We'll even tell you about some of the important things being taught in school, especially to fifth grade boys. Coming right back after this break, we're talking to you in the middle. Blessed are we, come from the text line, how blessed are we, at worried about leagues coming out of the yard, but in Israel, they're worried about rockets. Amen, brother. Tiberius says, could you or Mr. Covert Mike up or have him speak more directly into his? Yeah, we can do that. Just we'll take care of that right this second. Thank you, Tiberius.
There we go.
That works.
All right, fake news or flash news. Most people just run over the leaves with a riding mower and turn them into mulch, thus avoiding taking all that raking. Maybe Frederick County should give everyone a voucher discount to buy a riding lawnmower. I'm all for that. And from so-and-so, just remember, Border Patrol and FEMA will be bare minimum. So if some things happen during the shutdown, could be bad. Still, I'm all in for the shutdown and build the wall. When we do a government shutdown, we do not end vital services.
Correct.
That's something that someone will try to tell you is to avoid or to have your congressman or whatever say something. But you don't have to worry about that. And the government checks will still come out. You will get your checks. So don't worry about that. We left off. I was talking about, is it indoctrination or education coming from our school systems? Bob shares 35 years as an educator. I have been in the school system for 20-some, because most people graduate 18, but I spent 7 years in the fourth grade, so it took me a lot longer. But I have come to these situations, even, you know, and that's true, Harry. I was the senior class president.
Really?
2 years in a row. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, listen to this. I'm reading this from the news. Boys can have periods, too. Children to be taught in latest victory for transgender campaigners. Now
who's promoting that?
This is I don't know. I'll find
it's
out.
Not the boys.
Not the boys. School children will be taught that all grades and all genders can have periods in new sex education lessons. Now, when I just read that, and I remember, I'm not making this up. I can't make this stuff up. This is unbelievable. Now, I have a question. First of all, it would be I don't like to talk about stuff like this on the radio, but I'm talking about the situation, Bob, and I think that's most important. When you teach, I kind of think you should be teaching for, to educate. I think you should be teaching to inform and to teach facts. I think that's, you know, I don't think you should, off, unless you say, this is my opinion about the Civil War, this is my opinion about World War II or Korea, if you don't preface by that, I don't think that you should be saying goofy stuff, stuff that is nonsensical, that is no truth to this. I don't think in biology we should be teaching there are more than two genders.
Because they're not.
Well, Harry, you can't say that. They're definitely, there's so many more genders than just two, because suppose you don't know which gender you are.
Then you need to go to a home.
You need to put away. Now, I understand that they call it gender fluidity, like fluid, that you can flow from one gender.
Oh.
You didn't know that.
Oh.
See, your generation, Harry, you're like my generation. You don't understand.
Thank God I don't understand.
Amen, brother. Now, the reason that this is being taught to our youngins now, this is your fifth graders, it's to have boys more sympathetic to the plight of the girls. But boys could suffer the same physical situations.
Really?
We believe it's important for all genders to be able to learn and talk about menstruation together. What the hell, O'Dolly, are they talking about? This is what we call, and in the newest thing, it's in the Trans Inclusion Schools Toolkit.
Is that in the Frederick County School System?
Not yet. Not yet. I pray it's not.
Oh, my God.
I pray it's not. Now, we do have fluid gender in Frederick County Schools. There are bathrooms that are gender neutral. And in fact, in Frederick County, I don't know if you knew this, because this is bothering me, and not because I'm a homophobic. It's because I'm a protectionist. I like to protect kids as much as I can.
Correct.
You are not allowed to. If a child comes to you in school and you're the teacher, the educator, says, yesterday I was Fred, today I'm Frida. You must call me Frida. If you don't, teacher, educator, you'll be disciplined.
Only once, because I'd be gone.
I'd be gone, right. And Frida may now, who is really Fred, but today is Frida, may play girls' sports that day rather than boys. And in fact, Frida, who is really
He is not making this up.
No. Frida, who was formerly Fred yesterday, goes into the girls' locker room. Not the men's, or not the boys. Now, you need to understand this. I don't know why you're so far off.
Oh,
I don't know where you've been. Let's go to the John, see what John has to say. John? What? You all right?
Yeah, I had to read my notes. Go ahead.
You say go to the John, or are we going to somebody named John?
You picked right up on that.
Sorry, copy there.
Yeah, we're going to the John. John, what say you, John?
Hey, just a quick thing.
What?
You had a text on, somebody said buying a riding mower to
yes.
Leaves.
Uh-huh.
Well, most people in the city don't have a big enough yard to have a riding mower, but you can buy a mulching blade to go on your push mower.
Yeah,
it's a double mulching blade that you can take your push mower and run over the leaves, mulch them up, and now you got compost on your grass.
What about, John, if I had my neighbor buy a riding mower and just do my yard too?
Well, if he wants to do that, go ahead. But what's he going to charge you?
Not going to charge me anything.
And then I tell him to come on over.
Now you're talking. Now, you see, John, you're starting to think outside the box, because I am not going out and mulch my leaves. I'm not going to do that. The leaves stop. I stop mowing the grass about September, October. That's enough, and I'm not getting the lawnmower out again until April. You hear me? So don't.
I heard you. And I don't do the same thing, but I don't live in the city. I just let them go.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. And they end up, now what happened years ago when they didn't have something to pick up the leaves and something to do this? And I don't understand why in the hello dolly are they saying that leaves are destroying the Chesapeake Bay?
You yes.
Explain that. What is it they're saying that's making the Chesapeake Bay bad because of the leaves?
Well,
tell me.
One thing is, you need to know that jellyfish don't like leaves. It's a known fact.
Neither do oysters.
Apparently, you didn't know this, John, but I've studied this as I'm an aquarianist. So, as an aquarianist, I can tell you that jellyfish do not like leaves. In fact, that's why we want to leave them alone. So, that's the only thing I can figure. I really have no idea what the hello dolly they're talking
jellyfish
about.
Jellyfish are not vegans, is what you're trying to say.
Well, then you have definitely edumacated.
Well, there you go, brother. You're on the long on the road for edumacation. Thank you, John. Be safe on the way home.
Yeah, one of the problems.
What problem?
You're not thinking about
that's true.
This whole give everybody a lawnmower.
Not my strong suit.
Once everybody has a lawnmower and gases it up and starts it up, you're going to put a lot of air pollution in there.
Sorry.
And the city's going to have to come up with a law that
if we
says
all die, we won't have
one
to worry.
Person
if all
on
die,
each block's going to be able to have
if
a
if we all die, Bob, you don't have to worry about the damn leaves. All right, let's go to Mike, see what Mike says.
Now, Mike was the guy who called right before break and had a way to straighten you out.
I need it. Mike, good afternoon.
How's it going, guys?
I have no complaints, but thank you for asking.
I've said this a number of times, and people think I'm kidding, but you really should think it over.
I know what's missing in this country as far as why we're going so far off the rail.
Yes, sir.
Asylums.
Yes, we don't have as many asylums anymore, I know.
Back when in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when if you thought that you were one of 57 genders,
yes, sir,
or that you thought that the president was trying to kill us all, or you thought that
yes,
there was a pizza joint that Hillary was, you know, running pedo porn out of,
right,
they put you into a place where you were safe.
Yes.
Where you couldn't be harmed, you couldn't harm others,
yes,
and they got you counseling and medication until you could function in society again.
Now
all they do is give you a Democratic registration card.
Well, that's similar to staying in, as far as staying institutionalized.
I mean, nobody has the backbone to stand up,
yes,
and say, no, you're insane.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be, and I cannot remember who said this, but it was on the Johnny Carson show many years ago, long before a lot of this nonsense started. But it still applies today. And he said it was really nice in the late 50s and early 60s when everybody was opening their minds up to new ideas. He said it was really sad in the late 60s and early 70s that people opened up their brains, their minds so far their brains fell out.
Amen. I like it. I believe it. And you're talking, you're making sense. Appreciate it, Mike.
You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Sarah, he brought up a point that I often go back to. Is we have in and I'm going to start picking on the school system again because I haven't done that for a couple of minutes. But in our school systems, the idea is to mainstream everyone and not let anyone out. But if you've got a kid in there that decides that he wants to whittle the desk with his penknife or that he wants to eat the chair, that bothers the rest of the 29, 30 students in the classroom. So rather than take Junior, who's eating the chair or barking at the chalkboard, instead of taking that person and segregating him out, like, you know, institutional, we leave him there, and it affects the rest of us. And this is supposed to be the great mantra of education, all-inclusive and everyone. And this, it's gone from that situation where you have kids that are throwing rocks at each other and won't stop or biting other students to now where you have to teach them that there's, you know, if Fred wants to be free today, God bless him real good because Fred has the right to be free to.
That is such hogwash.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't want to just be a religious service here all of a sudden,
right,
but
right.
You are familiar with that.
Very much so.
But the Bible didn't talk about Adam and Eve.
No. Or
it
did.
It talks about Adam and Eve and not
Steve.
Adam and Steve.
Yes. But, you know, the world has gotten away, Harry, we'll talk about this shortly, has gotten away from the moral, you know, the moral substance of character. And I'm not preaching. I'm not saying that I'm any better than anyone else, but I'm saying is we as a nation have gone off, like Mike says, off the rails.
Without question.
We're going to take a back. Harry Cover joins us today. Bob Dacey joins us today. Frank Mitchell's away. Even when he's here, he's away. 4:53 in the afternoon. We're talking about are our educational systems. Of course, I have my own language, Harry. You know by now. Like,
oh, yes.
It's really educational. It's not educational.
Well, you went to public school.
See. That's Spanish for yes. My uncle was bilingual or bisexual. I can't remember which. But anyhow, we're talking about the situation in our school systems where, to me, it's an indoctrination. It is an indoctrination, and I don't know the purpose. I don't know the purpose other than to break down the strength or the thread of normal society. And I use the term normal all the time. It drives people nuts. And I also say that if you have a view that is out of the norm, you're abnormal, and people don't use that enough. Like Mike said, is we don't institutionalize anybody. We don't categorize somebody who is not all there as not all there. Now, I understand that as a believer that we embrace everyone and we try to help everyone, but you should knock down, you shouldn't destroy something to facilitate a minority situation.
You don't go along to get along.
No, you can't because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I've had teachers and I've had parents tell me the situations in school where these situations are going on. And you talk about confusing kids. Now, because once a child starts to learn, you know, beyond the school system, they're going to be very sorely, you know, they're going to come to a point where they're going to have a rough wake up. It's going to be a very rough wake up. It's not going to be able to sit in Starbucks all day philosophizing about the world because you have a degree in 14th century French art or something like that. You're going to have to be very careful because if you don't, you're going to welcome to the real world. And once you get out in the real world and you go to, this is another thing. See, some young people come to work. And first thing they say, you know, I'd like to come to work for you. Great. I said, and why do you do it? And they go on. I said, and I can't wait to see how long to get something. What are you going to pay me? And I know when I was told to apply for my first job, they said, we'll pay you what you're worth. And I said, no, I'm not working that cheap. But it gets that if we if we don't teach kids from the bottom up, you know, and the parenting is, you know, God bless parents, especially once they're able to school, homeschool and things like that, where they teach right and wrong, because there's too many of these areas where it's grayer and it shouldn't be. There is right and there is wrong. And if we don't get back to that understanding, our country is going to continue to go down the proverbial hole, and that's about it. 301-694-9360. Let's see what Jen has to say. Jen, what have you to say?
Hi there, Jen.
I'm well.
I'm well. Now I'm done commuting down 70.
Welcome home.
I read something really interesting today. I won't go into the whole thing, but the short version is that when you were talking about indoctrination, talked about a farmer or a hunter in the woods trying to catch animals.
Yes.
That at first he gets them to come after the corn. And the corn's free. It doesn't cost anything. You get them all the corn they want. Then he puts the corn in a place and he gets them used to coming there. Once they're used to that and they come every day for corn, he puts up one fence. And slowly but surely, because they want the free corn and they're used to the free corn, he puts up another fence and another fence.
And eventually?
And eventually, you're done.
Yep, you're finished. They're taking away your outside. They've taken away you. That's exactly right. And that's what the government tries to do. And I don't know why, because it wasn't always that way, Jen. What she's talking about, I know the analogy, but I'm thinking the more you give people, the less they're going to do for themselves. And they're going to vote people back in. If you're giving me a nice subsistence and you're giving me food and why would I not want you back in there? Because we've come to that mindset, let others do it for you. And I think that's the total incorrect way to do it. Jen, you agree?
Yeah, and nothing's free.
No, nothing is free, obviously.
It's free, it's not.
Yep, it's sort of like a government bait and switch. We got you now. And that's what breaks my heart when I hear about the FBI, that they've changed their tactics and that they somehow are not playing by the rules, because this big game that they have, because they hated this president so much, they thought they would take advantage of his newness, I guess one way to say it. And it just breaks your heart to think that our institutions that we are so highly appreciative of and so respectful would do something like this. And I just hope it's wrong. But then you see somebody like James Comey, who definitely has his own agenda, could care less about the rule of law, decides he picks and chooses what part of law. He violates the government rules. He sends stuff. I mean, this is supposed to be the head of the FBI, and you have in my humble opinion, which is my opinion, he's an idiot. And this is who represents us in the government. Thank you, Jen. Appreciate your call. Be safe. Harry, it goes like that. It doesn't get any better yet. So what's next?
Well, you know, I just think that somehow the country's going to have to wake up and stop trying to be politically correct all the time. When you know something's right, say it. You don't have to be accused of being anti-this, anti-that.
Right.
That if you don't like this person, you are
something wrong with
whatever.
You.
And you got to do it. You know, it's like a referee in a basketball game. You call the play, period. You know, years ago when they switched, got so close, referees couldn't point to the guy and say, number 14, that's fouls on you, because they might offend him.
We're going to offend other people because we're coming right back after the top. We'd like you to join the show, especially our 5 o'clock audience, 301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. Frank's off. Bob Dace is in, and Harry Kovert's here with me. A local columnist, a man of many hats, but you're not wearing a hat today, but been there, done that, right, Harry?
Yes, sir.
And that's why I like to be around you, because we can tell war stories, and every time we tell the same story over the years, it gets better. It really.
Oh, absolutely.
Amen. And so I appreciate you stopping by and spending time with us. We're talking about left off talking about the indoctrination of our students, and so many students tell me this, so many, and I think last week I called for action to the Board of Education or to the school system itself. I'd like to see a panel set up to be an oversight ombudsman, if you wish. It's a hard word for me, regarding what's going on in our schools, regarding the safety of our students. For example, our gangs, fights, drugs, and things like that, because I'm not getting any straight answers when I pose this question to the higher-ups.
I thought I heard something the other day wiggling around about some disturbances at one of the schools,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wants to act like it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And, how are you going to correct it if we don't know what's going on?
Well, why cover? You know, I don't think it is a deficiency in the educators or the administrators if they have problems. I think it's a deficiency or an error if you don't report it. How right. can we help you if you're going to cover this up? Now, I'm not saying there's an intentional. I don't want to say. I don't want to say there's an intentional cover. But when you have six or seven police cars going to high school, when you have a big fight going on in Tuscarora or wherever else it happens, you know, it's not your fault. I'm not blaming the teachers. I'm saying let's get you help. But I don't know how you can teach in a school where you have to worry about gang members. Oh, there's no gang members. Yes, my friends, there are gang members in our school system in Frederick County. I don't care what onion you live under, Rut Rock, there are gang members here. And yes, they're recruiting. And yes, they're dangerous.
Correct.
I think that's said to the point here. Nobody wants to admit that. They think it's the sheriff or somebody makes it up.
They want to think that everything's so perfect and we don't have anything wrong. Well, it's not human. We're not regular people.
Exactly.
That's the way we are. Tell the story and let parents, let people decide.
How can we help you if you don't tell us what's wrong?
Exactly.
And this idea of covering up is as though it makes you... See, I think the what I respect most on people, when they admit they have problems, and, you know, if you don't admit the problem, you can't address it.
Exactly.
And so I think, first of all, I think the school board, or just not the school board, but the school institution itself, has this wrong idea that we as parents or we as taxpayers are against them, and we're not. But I don't like to hear kids come home and say, well, Johnny, you know, he hurt the teacher, but the teacher's out for 2 days. What do you mean? The teacher was assaulted in the school system? What? That's no such thing. It never happened. What happened to so-and-so when they threw rocks at the student over at Monoxy Valley? You think nothing happened? What? That didn't happen. Well, the hell, heck, it didn't happen. It did happen. Tell me so I can help you. But it comes down to the bottom line. You've got to segregate out trouble. Why do we constantly in America take the minority status of somebody, especially a whack biscuit, and elevate them to the point that they should be accepted along with everyone else? No, they should not be.
You know, sometimes a slap in the nose will solve a problem.
Oh, you can't say that. You're some kind of pugilist mindset of you. How dare you say that?
Exactly.
I can tell you, Mr. Donald McGlucky, I know nobody knows that name but me, probably, but Mr. Donald McGlucky took me into his office. He welcomed me to Elm Street School and said, hold your hands on the bottom of that chair, as he welcomed me to Elm Street School for smoking in the bathroom, and I didn't smoke. It was the guy with me who was smoking. And after school, I went out and I kicked the guy's butt that got me in trouble. After I wiped the tears from my eyes, because when he paddled me, it wasn't like, oh, here, let me snap your hand. No, he hurt me.
You didn't call Child Protective Services?
No, I didn't call Child. No, because I was the one that made the mistake. I took responsibility for it. I guarantee you, I never fought in school again. I never let anybody smoke around me in school again. You learn from that lesson. I tell you that there is... In school systems now, Harry, they tell me this. This is what breaks my heart. You have educators. They're dedicated people. I tried to teach school for 6 months. It almost drove me like Frank. I ended up like Frank Mitchell. But how can you teach?
Can we have a moment of prayer?
Yeah, for Frank?
Yeah.
I give him a lot of moments of prayer. But you can't teach when you have to babysit.
Correct.
You can't teach when you have to try to protect other students from this. And I just think it's got to come down. But I don't blame the teachers because I think it goes further back. Because the teachers tell me, well, I sent a note home with little Johnny, and Johnny's parents came in and jumped all over me. How dare I call their child out that this child is emotional problems. His mommy and daddy, they separated, and his mommy and daddy have new mommy and daddies, and his uncle's on drugs.
What does that
have to do with Johnny and education? Nothing. I don't want to hear it. I can give excuses. You want excuses, I'll come up with them. My feet hurt, so I have a right to go out and smack somebody. In other words, we've got to get back to the basics of right and wrong. Is that asking too much? It isn't, Harry. We're going to take a short break as I come. I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, my wife just recently left the school system. She was an educator in Frederick County. She was physically and verbally assaulted for weeks, and I tried to handle it internally in the school system, and I'm going to tell you the problem's higher up than just...
Amen.
Nobody wanted to deal with it.
See, Ben, this is what I'm calling out for, and I tell you, call me, because this is what... I can't believe, first of all, thank your wife for staying as long as you did in our school system. Number two, no teacher, no educator has a right to have anybody with me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So your wife, an educator in Frederick County Schools, right, you're saying? Where did you go?
She no longer is.
I understand. So she was a teacher, right, educator?
Yes.
She took her complaint to the next step, which was to be the principal, I'm assuming.
Well, she did. I took it to the top.
Right. So she went to the principal. What happened at the principal's status?
Nothing happened, actually. The student assaulted the principal at one point, and that's when the situation was dealt with.
Okay. Wonderful. So you went higher. You went up to the Board of Education or the superintendent's office?
Both.
And you and they certainly took you serious, I hope, because they don't want to lose educators. And what was the result? How was the situation solved?
Nothing got accomplished. I'll say this. Just because suspension numbers are down, the only thing that means is you're not enforcing the rules.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that the problem doesn't exist.
Correct. What school, could you say what school your wife was teaching at?
I don't know if I'm allowed to or not, to be honest with you.
Well, if she's not there and she's not teaching anymore, I don't think you could be in any trouble. Let's do it this way. Was it in a high school or middle school?
It was an elementary school.
An elementary school?
Yeah, around Newmarket.
And she was assaulted in an elementary school by a student?
Yeah, my wife was only about 110 pounds.
Right.
100 pounds. So.
Oh, my gosh. And you have no satisfaction. Did your wife go to teach somewhere else?
No. Well, not yet.
Well, this is. And how long had your wife been teaching in the school? In school, how long has she been a teacher, an educator?
Well, she's done with Frederick County for about 5 years.
Okay. And this is the worst it got. And this is horrible. Horrible. Did the union do anything for you? I know they have a big union. Did that do anything for you?
Yeah, we haven't exhausted all efforts.
Good. Yet. Good. I wish you all the best. I hope she files suit, and I hope she wins a lot of money. But anything I could do is see, that's been what has to happen. It's got to come to light because they cover it. There's no other way to say it, Harry. They cover it up. This is what
every
it is.
Time.
It's a cover up. Your wife does not deserve to be treated that way. And if then the school system is failing not only the students, they're failing the teachers. Ben, keep me posted on what's going on, please.
I will do. Thank you, sir.
And if you need some help, I believe I know some people. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
God bless. Say, Harry, now I didn't call that guy to come in. I don't know who it is.
Nope.
I don't even know if he used his real name. But I know the situation. And, Bob, there's something wrong in this picture.
Yeah, it's they're trying to get the suspensions down.
Why? Why? I would think I'd like to have 100% suspension
because
for bad people.
Suspensions are too high for certain populations.
I'm not caring if it's black, white, or green. If you touch a teacher, you're out. Period. There's no. You don't get a second chance.
You see a public school in Frederick County again.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
parents
right.
Pay for private school.
Good.
Go to Washington County. Go,
you
go
anywhere
you want.
But not one person should put one hand.
Said that for years.
And. They need. Then why doesn't the school system come to life in this? Why do they push it off? Why? It does not hurt a school system to have a strict disciplinary cause. For example, Frederick County is not known as being, or Frederick City, Frederick County is not being known as being weak on enforcing the laws. Anything but. So why would we go to the school system and say, well, we're not really going to pursue it because, you know, it makes the numbers look bad. I don't believe it's a racial thing. I don't believe it one little bit.
What kind of principal would put up with that?
None. Absolutely.
Well,
should not.
The principal didn't because once
well, no, the principal did because if the principal had taken care of it right away, his wife would still be teaching here. So the principal did fail until the principal was assaulted. I just think that we've got to come to there's got to be right and wrong. And you're not going to cover it up. And I know I've heard the stories about where it's disproportionately
hogwash.
It is hogwash. I don't care what color you are. I care how you behave. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, how fat you are. If you live in Hagerstown, I don't care. If you violate the rules, then you're out of here. And no one. I can't imagine being a teacher.
No student should ever touch a teacher. Assistant principal?
No,
any of them.
Absolutely not. And if they do, because there are kids out there that are that sick, that weak, that undisciplined, then they're out. And I don't want to hear the fact that he was raised by or she was raised
hogwash.
By third generation grandmother who doesn't speak English or doesn't have feet. I don't want to hear that because I don't want to hear excuses. Stop making excuses for things that are wrong.
The saddest part of the whole thing,
yes,
he says that happened in an elementary school.
School.
So this kid has not had, you know, 15 years to get under a head of steam and deal with the wrong people.
Can you imagine if, and apparently, since it was pushed away, I mean, maybe the student's out and I don't know, if he was dealt with, maybe the student would understand right from wrong. Maybe you would be the first person to say, this is right. Maybe he grew up, as so many kids do today, that they can do no wrong, and if someone says something to them that, you know, that you're protected, that somehow if you were ever paddled, child abuse, if your parents said anything nasty to you, my father would have been charged with child abuse. Well, I had three brothers. They were four boys, and I'm telling you, he would have been there. He would have just probably had an office there because he would have, but, you know, and I'm not saying you go out and beat people. I'm not saying that at all. But you got to teach right and wrong, and I'm going to teach you right and wrong when I come back. But I'm talking to you right now from Harper's Ferry over to Keedysville. Free talk. just as a follow-up, when I was contacted the superintendents about my wife's problem at the elementary educator, the only outcome that we actually saw was the difference in the way she was handled in the workplace, and it was not in a positive way. Thank you, Ben. Too hard to get students into programs that could help, like Pyramid. Central office doesn't support schools. Too busy lowering suspension rates and closing gap. I work in the Frederick County Public School primary system, second grade and under. They cannot be suspended. Yet we have at least two children who have repeatedly been physically aggressive with staff and students. Also have been made threats against the same. It's not the principal. It's the central office. Wow.
What's the superintendent think about all that?
Well,
she is the central office.
She is the central office.
I know. Yeah, that's
so
what
we'll have to ask her, because I think she has the right to respond to this. But this is what, and again, this is what, this is backing up what teachers are telling me, students are telling me. And they're not crybabies. These are educators. They want to educate. And this is, and then you have nonsense that it's more important to have 17 different bathrooms. There's an elementary school in Frederick that stopped boys' night in school because it didn't want to make the girls feel bad. Now, what sense does that make?
That is plain and stupid.
We've gone away from common sense, and we've been controlled by minority opinions that are so out of touch with reality. Here's a question. How is it possible for boys to have a period? These whack biscuits have totally lost their minds. Here's how. You have a transgendered boy, which means he was a girl. So now that the girl is now a boy, he still has her parts. And her parts could have that situation. So since she is now a he, and other he's will find out that her parts aren't working the same, then they have to be, they have to be compassionate. You understand that, Harry, don't you?
I'm confused now.
Well, it's
who teaches biology?
No biology. It's a falsehood.
That's what I started teaching.
No, biology. There's no such thing. No.
I'm old.
There's no such thing as biology. See, here's what I'm trying to explain it to you. So if she became a he, and he is now no longer a she, but he is a he, is going to have a she problem or she situation physically, then that would make him as a her be different from the hims, so the other hims would have to treat this as though it could be her. Wow. I don't know why you don't get this, Harry. You should be writing this down.
Man, I was trying to make mental notes and all that, and yes. I guess I'm not with it.
Well, I'm definitely not with it.
Because, I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not with it. Amen.
Oh.
301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. All right, we have somebody on the line.
Jonah that says he ran for the Board of Education this year.
All right, let's see what...
He wants to straighten you out,
I guess. All right, talk to me.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, good afternoon. Who am I talking with? I'm sorry.
It's Jonah. How are you?
I'm well. I thank you for calling. How far off base am I?
I think the only reason you're off base, as far as I'm concerned, is because I think the violence is far more... prevalent than
yes.
The school board and the superintendent are letting on.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, we don't have fights in schools anymore. We have riots.
Yes.
Police have to respond to restore order, and the Board of Education and Superintendent Albin ignore it. They don't talk about it. They're focusing on gender-neutral dress codes.
Yes.
And who's using what bathroom.
Exactly. And making sure, Jonah, that the teacher does not discriminate against a child who is no longer Fred, but now is Frieda, and he must address by the proper pronoun, I guess.
Exactly. Number one, they're children. And when I ran, my whole point was children need direction. They
yes.
need to be focused. We can't allow them to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Or this is the results we get. We get riots in schools. We
yes.
have kids having sex in the bathrooms in schools. We have teachers being assaulted. And the focus is not on safety and security. It's on smoke and mirrors. No kid is going to learn in an environment like that. They're afraid. They're scared. They're looking around like, what is going to happen to me now? Or if I look at this kid wrong, am I going to get jumped by this gang? Or if I go to that wrong bathroom at the wrong time, what's going to happen? We need to focus and get back to basics.
Exactly.
And we're letting – it's our job as adults to protect the children, and we're failing.
Yes, we are.
The superintendent and the Board of Education, Brad Young, are responsible. They are doing nothing. They're in the position to stop this. At any time they choose to make this this issue important, they can stop this.
Why not have zero tolerance? If you why not go to a point where it is conducive that people could come and be educated and not fear for their lives or fear for retaliations? You know, and I'm sure you all have, anybody of any age, you remember seeing so many beautiful movies where a new principal goes in and cleans out the school, and the way they do it, they don't put up with nonsense. This is right, this is wrong, and if you don't follow, you're out. And that's what we need to do. I'm not saying throw everybody out of school, but I'm saying you've got to protect the students that are there for the proper reason.
I agree. And I think we've gotten to a point now, and I think the reason we have all these issues is because parents are not involved enough in the school system. They don't know what's going on. And what they're doing is they're voting for popularity over ability.
Yes, sir.
They hear a name and go, oh, he must be great. Vote for him. He's been there for 4 years.
Right.
He's not great. We have children who are afraid to go to school. We have, and in all of Maryland, we have the highest number of homeschool students in the entire state. The next county down is 2,000 students less than ours. We're like above 4,000 students that are homeschooled. And you can't tell me they're all homeschooled for religious reasons.
They're not.
I'm not buying that.
No, it's not true at all. Charles, you're 100% right. It's a shame that people don't want to hear the truth, especially when you're running for something as important as boards of education. They don't want to hear the truth. And you know, popularity is the drink of the day. That's exactly right.
Well, you wouldn't believe how many people would tell me when I gave them stats about the violence at school, would tell me, oh, you're just fear-mongering. Oh, it can't be that bad.
Well,
be quiet. Yeah, no, it really isn't that bad.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't exaggerate this. I mean, ask the sheriff.
Exactly.
How many times have sheriffs had to respond to a fight at school just to maintain order? Not to break it up, but to keep things calm the rest of the day. That's inner city problems. That shouldn't be happening here.
I couldn't agree more, and I appreciate your call, Jonathan. And I hope you run again. And what I'm talking about is the sheriff said, that there are gangs in schools. The teachers tell me there are gangs in schools. The students tell me there are gangs in school. So why doesn't the administration admit their gangs in school and do something about it? Well, what do you do about it? Well, I can tell you what to do about it. Zero tolerance. Is that asking too much, Harry? I mean,
no, sir.
I don't understand what the problem is. Talking to Harry Covert and just trying. I don't understand. Are we so archaic that is this my problem that we don't? There is no right and wrong any longer. Am I so out of touch?
You're not out of touch. People have got to get back to doing what's right, teaching what's right, and teaching what is wrong, and not tolerating those with bad conduct.
You're exactly right. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Richard first. Richard, what say you?
You know, what is really amazing to me is that if a young girl had a headache and another young student gave that girl an aspirin, that student gets suspended.
Correct.
But if you have violence in the school, the violence is tolerated.
Yes.
You've got to go back and look as to when the Federal Department of Education was created, which is, to me, an entity that needs to go away and quit wasting taxpayers' money.
Excellent.
But you got to find out what their guidelines are and exactly what kind of pressure they are putting on the school system in order to bring these numbers down. Because when it comes to federal tax dollars, every student that is sitting in a school is money to the Department of Education from the federal government.
Correct.
We've got to get back to a system to where, as it is, state tax dollars that go to education, get the federal tax dollars out of it completely, quit building daggone high schools or any other schools that have to be like a university. If I wanted a high school student to go to university, let them graduate and then go to university. But quit making all these fancy schools. Start making something that's actually practical, because whatever it is these so-called specialists and big-brain people who design these schools are supposed to be motivational for the students to learn and everything, whatever it is that they're doing, it's not working, because our students aren't really learning except for the socialism that the teachers want to teach. And I know I'm going around in circles on this, but I really have a disgust that has been created for the public educational system since so many politics have gotten into it.
Well said, Richard.
It all comes down to the politics. It comes down to the money from the federal government. It comes down to the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education.
Well said, Richard. I thank you. I'm going to take another call in a second here. Next text. My grandchildren tell me there are fights every day, even in the parking lot before school starts. Here's the sad thing. Nobody does a thing. See, text me back what school that is, and I'll pass that on to the Sheriff's Department of City Police. You don't have to tell me your name or anything. Just text me back, tell me what school it is, and I'll have police there tomorrow morning. 301-694-9363. We have to take a break or talk to Elroy?
Let's talk to Elroy.
All right, let's talk to Elroy. Elroy, what say you?
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do with Frank?
Frank who? Oh, Frank. Oh, the guy's usually here. Frank's on vacation. He's down in sunny Florida.
Are you sure you and Frank didn't have an accident?
I'm not saying any more until my lawyer is present.
Gosh. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I heard last year that they eliminated the tuition over at Frederick Community College. Is that true?
No, it's not true. I think if you're thinking maybe that if you're an illegal immigrant, I can find out for you. Bob, you know anything about that?
I don't think anybody's eliminated it.
No, it's still there. It's still, that would, you know, we don't want that to happen. And thank you. Thank you so much, Elroy. God bless. Well, ain't that special? So, Elroy, you were correct. We leave Elroy to talk to Chris. Oh, hi, Chris. What's up?
Well,
here we go.
As you know, as my niece Molly here stays at my house, and I can't get her to just simply go across the street.
I understand that. Yes, I understand.
To go home.
Yeah.
So she says, now, the teacher says I'm supposed to write a paper about what Christmas is really all about.
Ah, it's beautiful, beautiful.
So I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, go tell the teacher Christmas is about all four genders. Now, can you go, please go home? You know, I'm trying to get this girl out of my house.
I understand.
Just go tell the teacher it's about seven types of genders.
There you
okay?
go.
And you'll get an A on your paper, and then you can say I helped you.
Goodbye, Chris. Thank you for sharing that information with us. It's always beneficial to listen to Chris as he travels through our area in the afternoon. It'll take a while for most people to understand what he said.
And he's not a politician.
He could be. He's quite wealthy. He doesn't have a job. He's just quite wealthy.
There's some electrons we'll never get back, you know.
Yes, those seconds are gone. Yes, anyhow, 301-694. Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
No, I was going to say, John Ashbery has a book coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another book.
Yeah, another book. And this is absolutely first class. You will love it.
Oh, gosh.
And he's got a couple of chapters in there about belly acres.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't read, when you read that, I promise you, you will be laughing off the radio. And he's got so many other wonderful stories. And it's called Rest in Peace, but he tells great stories.
When does it come out and where is it available?
It's going to be available in the middle of next week.
Good.
Or this week, excuse me.
Okay.
I forget what day it is. And it's going to be beautiful, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Please. I'll have John on as soon as I get him.
Oh, man.